local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Mornings Monday style right here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Mark Holliday in the studio with me on this Monday. Kelly Finley has our news, and it's 64 degrees outside of our studio. Unfortunately, the humidity is back. We have a high of 81 today. Should get muggy, should be a little hot, but then the cooler weather comes back later this week. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will fill us in on all of that and a whole lot more. He'll give us our election day forecast for tomorrow, so you want to stay tuned for that. But right now, we start this hour of Mobile Mornings with Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center, dense fog advisory till 10 a.m. this morning. And again, so far, starting to burn off pretty quick. Bayway, the causeway, still less than a quarter mile visibility, though, so be patient through there. Dolphin and Florida Street has reopened from the utility work, but it's still down to one lane. No other delays for now. School zones are going to be busy. Remember to back it down to 15 miles an hour. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. Coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year, at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Get details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers and thunderstorms today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not.
Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her.
Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
No, no, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
708 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Mark Holliday's here as well. Sean Sullivan will be back very soon, but Kelly Finley also has our news this morning. And we got a lot to get to today, some news from over the weekend. Pete Davidson, you've heard his name probably too much over the last 2 months. I think until last month, most people did not know who Pete Davidson was, but he's a 24-year-old comedian on Saturday Night Live. But he has a lot of Republicans up in arms today. I'll tell you why in just a little bit. And also, the longest receipt ever printed at a CVS pharmacy. I know you probably think that you may have been close to that record before, because I certainly think I've been close to the record. I'll tell you, the longest receipt ever from a CVS pharmacy, and if you've been in one of those or Walgreens, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All that and a whole lot more coming up. And also, of course, election talk as the midterms come tomorrow. Right now, Kelly has some information on the weather for tomorrow's elections. This is FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We are 24 hours away from general election polls opening around the state, and the possibility of severe weather continues to increase. That weather is expected sometime this afternoon and stretch into Tuesday, Election Day. According to the National Weather Service, Northwest Alabama could see all forms of severe weather, like strong, long-track tornadoes, damaging winds, and some hail will also be possible. NOAA Storm Prediction Center has placed Northwest Alabama under an enhanced risk of severe weather, which means numerous severe storms will be possible. Now, for most of the state, that will see a risk of severe weather as well Monday evening and into the overnight hours. The Storm Prediction Center says that damaging winds and a few tornadoes will also be possible, mainly over portions of eastern Alabama. Our very own Dr. Bill joins us with the most up-to-date forecast for what you need to know for today, Election Day Tuesday, and the rest of the week. So keep it right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. And speaking of Election Day, there is a plan in place should our area see that severe weather being forecasted. Alabama election officials are well aware, they say, of the threat of severe weather on Election Day. Secretary of State John Merrill said over the weekend that, yes, they have plans ready to go if need be. As I just told you, NOAA's Storm Prediction Center has placed Northwest Alabama under an enhanced risk of severe weather, and that begins overnight Monday, which means numerous severe storms will be possible through Tuesday. Secretary of State says, quote, "We are in constant communication with the governor's office, with the state EMA, and our local officials. We are working to ensure the election will be administered exactly the way it should be. Any additional information will be released based on weather contingencies when it will be necessary." Just last week, Secretary of State Merrill estimated that the turnout for the general election on Tuesday would be in the 35% to 40% range, roughly what it was 4 years ago when voter participation hit a 28-year low. Polls open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
George Soros, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, and now Planned Parenthood. Outside forces spending millions in Alabama. Why? To defeat Tom Parker and put social justice activist Bob Vance in charge of our state Supreme Court. The left hates Justice Tom Parker and they love Bob Vance. Parker has served with distinction for 13 years. Took on and defeated the Southern Poverty Law Center and always stands up for the Constitution and the rule of law. Soros and his allies hope you stay home on Tuesday so they can elect Bob Vance and take over our state Supreme Court with a committed leftist. Stop them. Send the Soros gang a message. Vote and elect Justice Tom Parker, Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. Justice Tom Parker. Fair, balanced, unafraid. Standing up for what we believe, fighting for us.
Paid for by Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is on the run this morning after driving into fences and signs and utility poles. Florida State Troopers say the driver of the car left the destruction near Pace Boulevard, but it all started on State Road 292 near West St. Joseph Street. The collisions caused serious damage to utility poles. Several were snapped in two. Troopers described the driver as 5'7", black female in her 20s. Thieves at a car dealership spent 2 hours burglarizing a business, and it was all caught on camera. It happened at Alabama Auto Sales in Sims. The thieves took their time Friday morning. Eventually, they got into a 2006 Chevrolet Silverado and drove it through the front gate. The owners say they also made off with cleaning supplies and nearly a dozen car radios. The Midtown traffic nightmare is over. Dauphin Street near Florida Street is now open to traffic. The street was closed off to traffic about a month ago. The city's been working on a $1.8 million project to improve the drainage system. A section of Florida Street is still closed off. No word on when it will reopen. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Paid for by Carlos Finley Campaign. P.O. Box 40152, Mobile, Alabama 36640.
No political party owns Christian family values. I'm the third generation of my family to raise their right hand to God and swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. As a veteran of the U.S. Coast Guard, I've stood so that all in our country would have freedom. As a state prosecutor for Mobile County, I protected our community, and as a municipal court judge for the city of Mobile, I have ensured that the rule of law is followed in our city courts. Experience and integrity matter.
Vote Carlos Finley, November 6th.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. You need. The talk you want. You want. And the sports you love. You love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5. 106.5.
Quarter after 7 now. FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. The Auburn Tigers now bowl eligible after that huge comeback win over Texas A&M 28-24 on Saturday. The Auburn Tigers now 6-3. And it's time to go out to the plains. Check Auburn Sports Today. Brought to you by Edward Jones Financial Advisors and T. Batchelor & Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
The Auburn women's golf team finished the battle at the beach in Mexico the way it started, on top. The Tigers built a first-round lead and never let it go en route to the tournament title. Auburn was first in a loaded 17-team field. Auburn and Georgia meet in Athens in the annual renewal of the Deep South's oldest rivalry Saturday night. The players and coaches officially turn the page to the Bulldogs Saturday night, but fans can spend a little longer reliving that dramatic fourth-quarter comeback over Texas A&M, and we'll do just that after a message from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Well, before Saturday, the last time Auburn overcame a 10-point deficit to win a game was at Ole Miss 4 years ago.
Did he catch it? Oh, yeah! Touchdown, Auburn! Seth Williams!
I've gotten to work with Seth so much now, and, you know, he's just a guy that he's figuring it out in a hurry. He's a guy that I can just throw it up to, and you know, just let him make a play, and sure enough, today he made two really big touchdown catches.
Williams is the first Auburn freshman to have two receiving touchdowns in a game since Ronnie Daniels did it four times in 1999. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. So call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
Procrastination isn't a good coaching strategy, nor a valid retirement strategy. If your saving for retirement approach involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," it's time you make someday into today. Edward Jones can help. Contact me, Keith Woodham, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor in West Mobile.
Or me, Carla Stewart, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor in Spanish Fork.
When it comes to meeting your retirement goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now.
War Eagle, everybody.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
Be aware of the new tax law changes that could affect you this year. One important change is to miscellaneous itemized deductions. Of those that have been lost for 2018 are reimbursed employee business expenses. For example, salespeople on a W-2 can no longer claim mileage, parking, tolls, office expenses, meals, and entertainment, to name a few. Other miscellaneous itemized deductions lost for 2018 include tax preparation fees, estate planning fees, and investment management expenses. Investment expenses are those associated with income-producing activities that are not a business, such as property or real estate management. Of those that have been lost for 2018, clerical help, office rent, investment fees, legal and tax advice, and safety deposit box fees.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers and thunderstorms. Today will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Brandi Hambright, Republican candidate for Circuit Court Judge. I believe in a Mobile that's safe for all families. That's why I'm endorsed by local law enforcement, the Police Benevolent Association, and retired presiding judge Charlie Graddick. With your vote on November 6th, politics. We will keep dignity, respect, and fairness in the courtroom. I am ready to bring my honest, conservative values to the bench. On November 6th, please vote Republican Brandi Hambright to keep our court conservative.
Paid for by committee to elect Brandi Hambright. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
The Environmental Studies Center is a natural sciences education facility which provides unique learning experiences to learn about our natural environment. The center offers nature trails through pine and bay forests, swamps, a 20-acre lake, and a beautiful carnivorous plant bog. There's also a wildlife rehab program for the care and release of injured and orphaned native wildlife, many on exhibit. ESC is open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, Gerby Road next to Burns Middle School.
Hello, my name is Maurice Horsey. I am the Democratic nominee for House District 96, which covers portions of Mobile and Baldwin counties. As we are approaching November 6th, I ask that everyone remember to get out and vote. I know this journey has been long. We have successfully placed on the ballot Democratic candidates who will work hard in the best interest for the people in Baldwin County, Mobile County, and for the state of Alabama. Please vote on November 6th. Vote Maurice Horsey, District 96, your candidate for both sides of the bay.
Paid for by the committee to elect Maurice Horsey.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, dense fog advisory till 10 a.m. with about a quarter mile visibility across the Bayway into Causeway. New accident I-10 eastbound between Dolphin Island Parkway and Michigan Avenue getting some attention as well. Slippery conditions, be careful on the way in. The South Alabama men's basketball team opens their season Sunday afternoon, November 11th versus Huntington at 4 p.m. at the Mitchell Center. Sunday is Military Appreciation Day. All active and retired military receive two free tickets with proper ID. Jags versus Hawks Sunday afternoon. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 722 now, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to head over and talk with Larry Kirby from LCM Motor Cars. Good morning, Larry.
Morning. How are you this morning, Don?
I am doing fantastic on this Monday. And what about you? How is the inventory looking at LCM? I know you guys have some cars that are already on the lot looking for a nice home.
Absolutely. We've got a great selection on the lot, and we've got a number more coming today, so I'm not sure exactly what all we've got coming, but we've got a great selection coming again today, so we're in great shape inventory-wise.
And on the website, I know that's a place you send customers to. They can look at what you have, and they can also find other vehicles that they can send your crew out to look for.
Absolutely. Just go online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like I say, it takes about 24 hours for all the new, fresh inventory to post. And then there's several different, there's a request line on there where if they're looking for something particular, they go out and fill out those. And then they can also, on a secured line, fill out a credit application.
And how's the financing looking right now, Larry?
It's tremendous. We've got a great selection of lenders. We've got credit unions. We've got banks. We've got finance companies. So we've got something for just about everybody.
All right. Where are you located? How can people come out and find you?
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks.
That's Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Now, Mobile Mornings continues. Here's Kelly Finley with the news headlines on this Monday.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We now have more details this morning on a hit-and-run victim here in Mobile, and police need your help. The victim has been identified as Christian Charles Hollis, just 23 years old, of Dora, and that's in Walker County. Mobile police say Hollis was hit and killed Friday morning around 2:35 a.m. by a vehicle which left the scene on the Cochran Causeway here in Mobile. That vehicle eventually was found Sunday in Fairhope, thanks to great police work. You see, officers were able to recover vehicle parts, which helped investigators determine the possible make and model of the suspect vehicle. Investigators initially believed the suspect vehicle to be a 2003 to 2019 GMC Savannah or Chevrolet Express van with heavy damage to the corner of the front passenger side, which includes a missing turn signal, bumper, hood, and fender. The van would also have window damage and may be missing the radio antenna. Mobile police say a similar vehicle of unknown color could have hit and killed a man on Friday. If you have information which could assist Mobile police in finding the driver of that vehicle, you're urged to contact police. An assistant principal at Vigor High School in Pritchard was arrested last week for an incident dating back to earlier this year. Erica Edwards was booked into Metro Jail after being arrested on charges of harassment. Edwards is accused of threatening to hurt a woman. That's according to police reports. The arrest warrant relating to that incident was not signed, though, until October the 30th. According to Mobile County Sheriff records, Edwards has been charged with domestic violence and harassment in the past. Both charges, though, date back more than 10 years ago. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 725 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Mark Holliday in studio with me as well. Sean Sullivan will be back very soon. Of course, we're one day away now from tomorrow's midterm elections. You can't escape it no matter what you turn the TV to or the radio dial. And we got everything you need right here on FM Talk 106.5 for what you need to know heading into tomorrow's election.
Yeah, actually, the most expensive midterm election in our nation's history.
Wow.
A lot of different locales have spent way over and above. And, of course, like you mentioned, you get the robocalls, you get the mailers, you get the TV ads, you get the radio ads. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. But it is turning into a very costly election for all of the candidates.
And something I've seen this election that I haven't seen on this scale in any other election to this point, but the text messages, oh my goodness, the text messages. I don't know if everyone out there is like me, but I haven't gotten any Democrat. I don't know who put me on what role, you know, who sent my number out there, but I've had the same cell phone number since I've had a cell phone. I think since I was 14 years old. That's the first time I was given a cell phone. Same number since. This is the first year where every single day, either Karl Rove or someone from the Republican Party is texting me, asking me for money. Like, I get it, but I'm not going to send you money, guys. You can quit texting.
Yeah, I've seen a few more texts. I don't get a lot of texts ever anyway. But I'm surprised that I'm not getting more because I do get a lot of robocalls. And, of course, if I don't recognize the number, and I'm sure a lot of people are like that, if I don't recognize who it is, I don't answer the call.
Nope.
So
it's the safest way.
It's kind of a waste of their computer power, but that's what it is. I mean, it's a computer that makes the dials. Mm-hmm. That's why they call it robocalls.
Yeah.
But, it is kind of frustrating and, like I mentioned, very expensive these days. Very expensive.
Yeah, I wonder if it's kind of like the AAA press releases they send out before every holiday now, if that's what point we're at with the elections, where every election from here on out will be the most expensive ever.
Yeah. It could be. I mean, it very well could be.
Well, the president was in Pensacola on Saturday in person. He wasn't texting in Pensacola, or he might have been texting in Pensacola, but he was there in person, showed up at the Pensacola International Airport. They had a hangar full of media and President Trump supporters there for a Make America Great Again rally. And a friend of the station, John Sharp, who he's right there at the top of the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge right now.
Oh, is he?
I'm battling with John Sharp. I mean, we're blow for blow there. But he wrote up a great article because he was there at the rally on Saturday and kind of just going through some of the things that Trump said. His speech went 75 minutes. Now, if he's talking for that long at every single Make America Great Again rally, he's talking a lot leading into tomorrow's election. One of the things he touched on, he said, reject the Democrats' politics of anger and division. Also, Trump said, a Republican Congress means more jobs and less crime, while a Democratic Congress means more crimes and less jobs. Of course, the president, he was touting the recent report that showed 250,000 jobs were added to the U.S. in October. President added, it's been an amazing period of time. Let's not blow it. Now, he did focus mainly on Florida. I know the last time he was in Pensacola, he touched on a couple of Alabama races, specifically the Doug Jones-Roy Moore race, because that was looking so tight. But with all the major Alabama races seemingly in the bag for the Republicans, he didn't have much to say as far as the Alabama races went. But in Florida, a couple of really big
battleground there. You got Ron DeSantis against Andrew Gillum for the governorship, and Rick Scott taking on incumbent Bill Nelson for the senator. So,
well, the president pleaded. He said, I need you to vote for a Republican House and Senate. It's very fragile. It can all be taken away. More on the midterms coming up on Mobile Mornings at 729 right now on FM Talk 106.5. And we roll on right after this news break from WKRG and Westwood One.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Mobile police are searching for a person who robbed and shot a college student near the University of South Alabama. It happened Sunday morning at Campus Quarters Apartments. Thomas Pearl says he was coming home from work when he noticed a man running towards him with a gun.
I just ran, and I wasn't about to give him my wallet or my phone. And when I was running, I got probably about 10 feet away, and I just heard it.
Pearl's roommate heard everything and called for help. He was released from the hospital last night and is recovering. Mobile police have found the vehicle, but not the driver involved in a deadly hit and run on the Cochrane Causeway. We first told you about the crash Friday as breaking news on News 5 this morning. The van used to kill 21-year-old Christian Hollis was located in Fairhope, but police are still looking for the driver this morning. Police say Hollis got out of his car after running off the road. That's when he was hit by a van. The driver of the van did not stop. A 9-year-old was killed in an accidental shooting in Prattville. Officials say the girl shot herself with a handgun Sunday afternoon. She was flown to a hospital where she died. Police have not yet released the name of the child. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Bucks are dropping at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and with hunting season just around the corner, it's a great time to come in today. See, shop, and save on all Liberty round pin models left in stock. Let Mike Ward's professional staff help you find just the right safe to meet your needs. Liberty Safes have a free lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire. Free delivery up to 50 miles in most cases, and take advantage of 0% interest for 12 months with approved credit. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at exit 5B I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Iran is shrugging off the Trump administration's decision to reimpose stiff economic sanctions on them. They went back into effect at midnight. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani, through an interpreter, says the restrictions on oil sales won't hold.
We are going to break such sanctions with honor, and everybody should do so.
Georgia's Democratic Party is criticizing GOP gubernatorial nominee and current Secretary of State Brian Kemp, who is overseeing the election he is in. Democratic candidate for Governor Stacey Abrams says Kemp is reckless for accusing Democrats without offering evidence of trying to hack the state's online voter database.
It's wrong to call it an investigation. It's a witch hunt that was created by someone who is abusing his power.
Connecticut's Bradley International Airport has been dealing with early morning power outages that left travelers stranded in the dark at one point. Enough power has been restored now that passengers are being processed. Pre-market trading generally flat an hour before the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Investors and executives say the post-crisis boom in corporate profits may be near its peak, a potential threat to a 9-year rally that has taken the Dow Industrials up more than threefold. With more than half of S&P 500 firms having reported results, third quarter earnings have risen 24% from the same period a year ago. That compares with 25% increases in each of the past two quarters. CoverGirl makeup is now officially cruelty-free. The beauty giant owned by Coty is now the biggest cosmetics brand to receive certification that it has eliminated animal testing from every step of its production process. Barclays unexpectedly posted the worst results in a stress test of European banks, with the key capital measure dropping close to what investors consider the bare minimum needed to withstand a hypothetical economic crash. Lloyds Banking Group also turned in a surprisingly poor performance, with its ratio falling as low as 6.7% during the 3 years assessed. On Wall Street, futures are flat. And that's Your Money Now.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 10 life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you'll probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Kevin is 39. He controls his blood pressure with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices.
To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-970-3311. That's 1-800-970-3311. 1-800-970-3311. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Broadway's Cirque Dreams dazzles with its popular holiday stage spectacular. Cirque Dreams Holidays. It's talent by the sleighload, says the New York Daily News.
Friday, November 23rd at the Mobile Civic Center Theater. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and we're joined by staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
Well, you called this weekend to a T. I was paying close attention. You said it would cool down and then get a little warmer as the weekend went along, but there was some cloud coverage last night.
Yeah, the clouds are an indication of a change now back to the humid weather. And in fact, you're going to need the umbrella for the next several days because we're going to have off and on showers. And then as we get into next weekend, it's back to some nice cool weather again. But today, mostly cloudy. And we'll see a few showers today, possibly a thunderstorm or two. It's going to be a warm day, about 82 for this afternoon. Yesterday we had a high of 74, which is normal. But we'll be about 8 degrees warmer today. Now tonight, we still could see some showers around and possibly a thunderstorm. The low tonight, about 70. So a warm night ahead of us. And then tomorrow it's back up to 82 again with a better chance for some shower activity off and on through the day, and again possibly a thunderstorm or two. And then as we look to the rest of the week for Wednesday, cold front will move in and then come back up as a warm front on Wednesday, and a good chance for showers and thunderstorms both Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday about 80, upper 70s Thursday, and then Friday a strong cold front comes in. And here we go for another nice weekend.
Yes.
Because Friday some showers, few showers around 70. Saturday partly cloudy, still a chance of a shower, only 62 for the high on Saturday, and then down into the mid and upper 40s Saturday night. Sunday looks like mostly sunny and a high in the upper 60s. So a cool weekend ahead of us, but in the meantime, we've got showers each day through Friday.
Well, Dr. Bill, I know a lot of people were worried for tomorrow being the general election that some of those storms would be severe, but what are we looking at? How severe should we expect some of those storms that are coming through?
Well, right now, I don't expect any severe weather at this point. It looks like we'll see showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two. Now, that could change, but early indications were that we could see some severe weather outbreak. But if we do see severe weather, the best chance is going to be upstate. But we'll keep a watch on it and see if things change. But with Election Day, look for a warm day up to about 82 degrees.
Great. And how's everything looking in the tropics?
Really good. It's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. There's quite a bit of cloud cover out in the Atlantic, but the upper air winds are really too strong in that region now, so I don't expect any development today or for the next couple of days.
Hey, great news there, Dr. Bill. Thank you. We'll check back in soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You hear his forecast right here every single day, every single hour, twice an hour on FM Talk 106.5. We give them to you five times an hour, though, on Mobile Mornings because we're just generous.
We're just that kind of guys.
Yeah, that's right. We got to let you know what the weather's looking like as you get your work week started. 7:38 now on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk temporary staffing and how that industry has changed so quickly. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hello. Tom Beaudry here. I'm a retired Coast Guard Command Mass Chief and a disabled veteran. I am your veteran and military real estate professional. Call me today at 251-367-0575 and thank you for your service.
In my first job, I started as a temp. It was perfect. My employer determined if I was a fit or not while I gradually was learning the job in their workplace. And if it didn't work out, no problem. I just got a call from the staffing firm saying I didn't need to go back tomorrow. How has the temporary staffing industry adjusted to a booming economy, desperate for talent, and in some cases, just desperate for warm bodies? We'll meet Liz Freeman of Long's Human Resources and get answers to these questions Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop, too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits at Sun's Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's been busy. You've got that dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. this morning. It's still about a mile of visibility, less than that across the Bayway. I-65 southbound to ramp to I-10 eastbound. We've got an accident with injuries around the curve. It's starting to tie up traffic. Midmost Drive and Downtown or Boulevard and I-10 eastbound between DIP and Michigan Avenue with injuries. Throughout November, the spa at the Battle House is featuring Treat Yourself Tuesdays and Wind Down Wednesdays. Receive 30% off any service 50 minutes or longer on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Dial 338-5700 for the Battle House Hotel Spa. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 64 degrees and foggy, as Kane just mentioned, right outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Supposed to get up to 82 today.
Wow. Here we are back in the weather of the Gulf Coast.
That's right.
Hot and humid. Love it.
November 5th, high of 82, humidity at 100% this morning.
There
good,
you go.
Good times. I just love it. I know there are people out there that love the hot weather. I'm not one of them. I mean, I'll keep my hot weather from March till July and I'm happy.
Well, I tend to lean towards being on the warmer side. I don't like it when it gets even the least little bit cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my feet get cold and I'm cold all over. So it's like, I don't know, poor circulation or something. Maybe. I'm not sure, but
maybe. I don't know. I'm partial to sweater weather. Maybe because I have so many nice sweaters.
That's probably what it is.
Someone who I'm sure has a closet full of nice sweaters, Kelly Finley. She might kill me for saying that. I don't know. I'm just saying she's very fashionable.
Well,
I'm sure she has a closet full of nice sweaters.
Yes, and growing up in Detroit and living in Kansas City, not really the warmest part of the country, I'm sure she has some very nice sweaters.
I'm sure she does. She also has our news headlines for this Monday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The victims of that Friday deadly yoga studio shooting in Tallahassee, Florida, have now been identified. Nancy Van Vessem was a doctor. Maura Binkley was a college student, just 21 years old. That information confirmed by school president John Thrasher. There's a Facebook page which posted the following about their, quote, beloved sister, the Delta 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 sorority, saying in part, Maura embodied the Tri-Delta woman, brave, bold, and kind. Our hearts are with her family, our sisters, and the FSU community during this difficult time. Binkley was studying for a double major in English and German. She grew up in the Atlanta metro area and was known to her friends and family to be very compassionate. Her father says Binkley planned to graduate college in May and had been working on her Teach for America application. Nancy Van Vessem was 61 years old and was a doctor and chief medical director for Capital Health Plan. She was also a faculty member at Florida State. She was in charge of coordinating third and fourth year clerkship rotations in internal medicine on the school's Tallahassee campus. Big Ben Hospice in Tallahassee, they posted to Facebook saying that she was a physician and leader who touched countless lives as chief medical officer at Capital Health Plan. Dr. Van Vessem was part of the Big Ben Hospice community. She was our friend and a champion for end-of-life care. As for the man who stormed that yoga studio, killing both women, he turned the gun on himself and took his own life. And new numbers are in from last week's severe weather, as the National Weather Service says Thursday's round of strong to severe storms did produce 3 tornadoes, all given preliminary ratings of EF0. Those tornadoes touched down in Franklin County, Chambers and Lee County, and also Choctaw County. There were 5 houses and 3 barns which were damaged in total. As for storm damage in Mobile and Baldwin counties, that was blamed on straight line winds and not tornadoes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Year after year, our elected officials promise to improve education, and year after year, nothing happens. If things are ever going to change, it's going to take passion and bold action. I'm Stephen McNair, and as a Murphy High School graduate, I believe in our public schools. I'll fight to make education funding a priority. We must have more resources in the classroom, and it's time we finally have an education lottery in Alabama. On November 6th, stand up for our children's future and vote Stephen McNair to be your next representative. Paid for by McNair for Mobile, P.O. Box 2604, Mobile, Alabama 36652.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. Even though we've retired our tennis shoe business, we're still the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. Coming up on the pitch at Battleship Park on Saturday, Sunday, November 10th and 11th, the Mobile Sports Authority presents one of the South's premier rugby competitions, the 40th Annual Battleship Rugby Tournament. Matches start at 9 a.m. each day. For more info, visit battleshiprugby.com. Go all out. We do.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is on the run this morning after driving into fences and signs and utility poles. Florida State Troopers say the driver of the car left the destruction near Pace Boulevard, but it all started on State Road 292 near West St. Joseph Street. The collisions caused serious damage to utility poles. Several were snapped in two. Troopers described the driver as 5'7", black female in her 20s. Thieves at a car dealership spent 2 hours burglarizing a business, and it was all caught on camera. It happened at Alabama Auto Sales in Sims. The thieves took their time Friday morning. Eventually, they got into a 2006 Chevrolet Silverado and drove it through the front gate. The owners say they also made off with cleaning supplies and nearly a dozen car radios. The Midtown traffic nightmare is over. Dauphin Street near Florida Street is now open to traffic. The street was closed off to traffic about a month ago. The city's been working on a $1.8 million project to improve the drainage system. A section of Florida Street is still closed off. No word on when it will reopen. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you were like me, you grew up Republican. But I don't just vote Republican because I was raised to. I vote because I choose to. Defending and upholding my constitutional rights just makes sense. Just like how having a smaller government with smaller taxes makes sense to me. I'm a Republican because we are the party of can-do. Together we have raised household incomes and employment is at an all-time high for all Americans. I encourage you to find out what being a Republican means to you and join me at the polls November 6th to vote Republican.
Paid for by the Baldwin County Republican Party.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Following week 10 of the college football season, the newest AP Top 25 poll was released Sunday. Alabama and Clemson retained their spots as the top two teams for the 11th straight week. The number one ranked Tide shut out number three ranked LSU in Baton Rouge Saturday 29-0, while Clemson scored a season-high 77 points in a blowout win over Louisville. Notre Dame is ranked third. The Fighting Irish beat Northwestern 31-21. Michigan blew out number 14 ranked Penn State 42-7. The Wolverines are now the fourth ranked team in this week's poll. Georgia is up to number 5 after the Bulldogs beat number 11 ranked Kentucky 34-17. Georgia clinched a spot opposite Alabama in the SEC championship game with that win. Oklahoma comes in at number 6 this week, followed by West Virginia at number 7, Ohio State number 8, LSU dropped to number 9, and Washington State is ranked 10th in this week's poll. The SEC only has 6 teams ranked in the top 25 this week. Bama, Georgia, and LSU are in the top 10, followed by Kentucky at number 12. Mississippi State is ranked 18th, and Florida is 19th, six spots lower after losing to Missouri on Saturday. Texas A&M dropped out of the top 25 following their loss to the Auburn Tigers on Saturday. In some more college football news, the University of Kansas told head coach David Beattie that he will be released at the end of the season. The news came following a 27-3 Jayhawks loss to Iowa State on Saturday. The Jayhawks are 3-6 this season, while Beattie is 6-39 with just two Big 12 conference wins in his three-plus seasons with the team. In the NFL, Drew Brees threw four touchdown passes, and Michael Thomas had 12 receptions for a franchise record 211 yards. He also had a touchdown and a 45-35 win for the New Orleans Saints over the previously unbeaten Los Angeles Rams. Deshaun Watson threw two touchdown passes, helping the Houston Texans beat the Denver Broncos 19-17. Texans have now won six in a row after opening the season with three straight losses. And Julio Jones' touchdown drought is finally over. The Atlanta Falcons wide receiver caught a 35-yard touchdown from Matt Ryan in the fourth quarter against the Washington Redskins. Julio's score helped Atlanta beat Washington 38-14, and it was Jones' first touchdown since November 26th of 2017. He had played in 12 games since his previous score. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes passed for 375 yards and threw three touchdown passes as Kansas City beat the Cleveland Browns 37-21. So far in his second season, Mahomes already has 29 touchdown passes and 3,185 yards. That's the most by any quarterback through 10 starts since 1950. He has passed for at least 300 yards now in eight straight games. And last night, the New England Patriots beat the Green Bay Packers 31-17 in a battle of two of the top quarterbacks in league history. In the Monster Energy Cup Series NASCAR playoffs, Kevin Harvick passed Ryan Blaney in overtime to win at Texas Motor Speedway on Sunday. It's the second year in a row that Harvick has won this race. Yesterday, he passed Blaney in overtime after the third restart in the final 35 laps. The win ensures Harvick a place in one of the four championship-contending spots for the season finale in 2 weeks. And with Harvick and Martinsville winner Joey Logano locked in to race for the title, the series now goes to Phoenix next week with only two spots up for grabs for the championship at Homestead. In golf, Bryson DeChambeau never shot worse than 66 over 4 days in Las Vegas to win the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open on Sunday by one shot. He beat Patrick Cantlay, who finished in second place. DeChambeau won for the fourth time in his last 12 starts on the PGA Tour and also moved to number five in the world rankings. Sam Ryder shot a 62 on Sunday to finish alone in third. 7:52 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers and thunderstorms. Today will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year
3-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department working an accident to southbound 65 ramp to I-10 eastbound with injuries. We are starting to see some traffic delays here. Also, Midmost Drive in downtown or Boulevard and I-10 eastbound between DIP and Michigan Avenue. Wrapping up another accident with injuries as we've got that dense fog advisory till 10 a.m. Pretty thick still across the Bayway. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out the door pricing at 30 minutes or less with no cost. 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 5 minutes till 8 as Mobile Mornings rolls on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Monday morning. Here's Kelly Finley with the news.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A 1997 cold case has been cracked wide open thanks to a family member tracing their ancestry lines. Authorities say the man arrested in a Georgia woman's 1997 death has been identified thanks to DNA testing. Fulton County Police Chief Daryl Halbert says 61-year-old Jerry Lee was arrested last week for his involvement in the death of 28-year-old Lori Ann Smith. According to multiple news outlets, Smith was shot to death at her home. Police say she fought back against her attacker, whose blood was found at the scene. Evidence was sent to a DNA testing company, which found a similar strand of DNA in their system from someone who was trying to find out about their ancestry. The DNA was connected to one of Lee's relatives. Police then obtained a search warrant to get Lee's DNA and travel to his Alabama home. Detectives say it was a match. The booming automotive industry here in Alabama is being noticed as Forbes magazine says, quote, over the last 20 years, Alabama's auto sector has risen from a smudge to the fifth largest state for auto manufacturing, now employing more than 40,000 residents, and it's expected to continue to rise. And it isn't just the big boys of automotive assembly that are choosing Alabama. There's a burgeoning supplier community there, too. Over the two decades, Hyundai and Honda, Mercedes-Benz, and the announced Mazda Toyota plant in Huntsville have been applauded for their efforts. But we can't forget Birmingham's auto car, which opened earlier this year. It is also being highlighted as the state's, quote, massive training infrastructure, which produces skilled workers and bolsters the existing auto infrastructure. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5 as Mobile Mornings rolls on. I mentioned this earlier. I know you've been to CVS and Walgreens where they print the extra, extra long receipts.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we might have the longest receipt ever from a CVS out of Washington, D.C. I guess, you know, all the other paper that they print out in Washington, D.C. has all kinds of unnecessary crap on it already, right? For the
right.
bills that they go through there in Congress. Well, a 5-foot 8-inch long receipt from CVS that went to Emma Keene in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. Mm-hmm. She took a photo, posted it on social media, and of course it went viral. Have you had a receipt longer than 5'8"?
I've had some big ones. I don't know if I've had one like that.
Text, call the show, send us a picture of your CVS and Walgreens receipts, and we'll be the judge right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. We roll on with Hour 3 right after this.